June 8, 1931 Pleasure of God. When one remembers what he did in creation, the repeated acts form the nourishment of the soul. How one begins on earth and completes in heaven. I feel the powerful force of the divine fiat that calls me into it to follow its acts. So, my little intelligence paused in Eden, in the act of the creation of man. What a solemn act. After having created all things as preparation, to celebrate him for whom he had created all creation as royal palace in which man was to live with all sumptuousness and comfort, such that he was to lack nothing. It is enough to say that it was a royal palace formed by our celestial Father, by the power of his divine fiat. So, while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus told me, Blessed daughter, the sweetest memory that I am most immensely pleased with is when a creature remembers my love in creation in a special way, that of man. Our love pours its own self out more than a mother when she gives birth to her dear child. Our love ran to enclose him within itself, so that everywhere, inside and outside of himself, he might find the support of our love that says to him, I love you, I love you. The sweet sound of our love whispers to his ear, palpitates in his heart, resounds strong and ardent kisses on his lips, tight embraces to carry him in our paternal arms, as triumph of our love that, at any cost, wants to love the creature. So, there is nothing sweeter, dearer, more pleasing, than reminding us of with how much love we created man and all things. Our pleasure is so great, that to the fortunate creature who comes before our adorable majesty to remind us of this love of ours, so great, we redouble our loving bonds with her, we give her new graces, new light, and we call her the repeater of our feast, because in creation everything was feast for us and for all. And the creature, by reminding us of what we did in creation, puts in feast our love, our power, our creative wisdom that, with such great and inimitable mastery, had created the whole universe. And then the mastery in creating man, that surpasses everything. So, all our divine qualities make feast, and looking at the creature, by whose memory and whose little requital of love they were put in feast, they compete among themselves, and one redoubles for her the love, one the goodness, one sanctity. In sum, each of our divine qualities wants to give of its own, to repeat with her what we did in creation. Therefore, repeat often the sweet memory of our insuperable love that we had in creation. It was a creature of ours, an image of ours, a child of ours that we issued to the light, and this is why we made such great display of love, and in hearing it being reminded to us, we feel like loving him more. So, the whole creation is nothing other than a display of our loving will toward the creature, and in its loving display, it keeps repeating, Fiat, Fiat, to pearl all creation with its display of love. More so, since each act, word, thought, done in our divine will, form the nourishment of the soul. Nourishment preserves life, it makes it grow, and maintains for it the necessary strength to be able to form sufficient nourishment so as not to remain on an empty stomach. So, the continued acts are nothing other than foods that are prepared from one day to the next, so as to always have something with which to nourish oneself. If no acts are done, she will have no food. So, the poor creature will have nothing with which to satisfy her hunger, therefore the life of the good, holy and divine acts will die in her. If then the acts are not continued, but every now and then, she will have scarce nourishments. And when food is not sufficient, the life of good grows as weak, and weakness makes one lose the taste and the appetite for nourishing oneself. On the other hand, when the acts are continued, each act has its exercise. One makes itself food, one water, one fire in order to cook them, one condiment to make itself be enjoyed, in such a way as to whet the appetite. In sum, the repeated acts are nothing other than divine cuisine, forming the celestial dining for the creature. And, oh, how beautiful it is to see the creature who, with the continuation of her acts in our fiat, prepares for herself divine nourishments, and feeds herself with the foods of her celestial fatherland. In fact, you must know that one holy thought calls for another, one word, one good act calls for another, and one serves the other in order to be nourished, and nourishment forms life. Then, I continue to think of the divine will, and of the great good that one receives by living all abandoned in its arms. And my sweet Jesus added, "Good daughter, the great good of living of a divine volition is amazing and almost incomprehensible for the human creature. You must know that everything good, holy, that is done in my divine will is nothing other than seeds that germinate in the field of the soul, placing as though many seeds of divine light, that set a beginning that will have no end. In fact, everything that is done in my divine will is sown, germinates, grows in an admirable way on earth, while one is living, but the completion will be formed in heaven. The final development, the variety of the beauties, the shades, the most beautiful and striking tints, will be given to her in the celestial fatherland. So, each act done on earth will be like taking more room in heaven, one additional right, and an advanced possession of the celestial dwelling. For each additional act that she has done, the creature will bring with herself new beatitudes, new joys, communicated to her by my will. My divine fiat never says enough to the creature. It wants to make her grow in sanctity, in grace, in beauty, unto her last breath of life down here, and therefore it reserves for itself to give the final brushstroke and completion, as its full triumph, in the celestial regions. Therefore, in my will there are no stops. And the circumstances of life, now of pains, now of humiliations, and now of glory, form the runs in order to always run in it, to give it free field to let its own new divine seeds in the creature, that the divine fiat will take charge of cultivating and making grow in an admirable way, and of giving them completion in the celestial glory. Therefore, in heaven nothing begins, but everything begins on earth and heaven completes. Fiat.